We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come.
Let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come.
Let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Hey friends, Assalamu alaikum, how are you all? I hope you're doing great by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome to the 12th episode of my program, The World of Kids Season 2. I hope you enjoyed all of my previous episodes and I hope you will enjoy this one too. So without any ado, let's start with the answers of the questions I asked in the previous episode. Question number 1 was, how many letters of Madda are there? The answer is, there are 3 letters of Madda. Question number 2, what are the letters of Madda? The answer is, the 3 letters of Madda are Alif, Waw, and Ya. Question number 3. Why did Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam tell his father Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam not to let his blood touch his clothes? So the answer to this question is that Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam told Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to not let his blood touch Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's clothes. Because when his mother sees Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's clothes, she grieved by seeing her son's blood on it. Question number 4. What was Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam replaced with? The answer is that Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was replaced with a ram. Question number 5. Where was the animal which Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was replaced with from? The answer is that the ram was from Jannat, who was replaced by Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. So kids, now without any ado, let's start with the first segment of our program, Madani Qaida.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So kids, today we are gonna start with lesson number 8 on page number 14 of your Madani Qaida. The name of the lesson is Vertical, which means Khari Harkat. Vertical Fatha, which means Khara Zabar. Vertical Kasra, which means Khari Zair, and Inverted Dhamma, which means Ulta Pesh, are called Vertical, meaning Khari Harkat. The Vertical or Khari Harkat are the same as the letters of Madda. So pronounce the Vertical Khari Harkat by stretching them up to one Alif, which means up to two Harkat, like the letters of Madda. In this lesson, we are going to differentiate clearly between the letters that are
Karibusot,
meaning the letters that sound somewhat similar. So open up page number 15 and let's start reading.
Ta khara zabar, ta ta khara zair, e ta ulta pesh, tu pa khara zabar, pa pa khara zair, oi. Fa ulta pesh, tu. Za khada zabar, za. Za khada zair, zi. Za ulta pesh, zu. Zal khada zabar, za. Zal khada zair, zi. Zal ulta pesh, zu. Wa khada zabar, wa, wa khada zair, wi, wa ulta pesh, wu. Sa khada zabar, sa, sa khada zair, zi, sa ulta pesh, su. Sin khada zabar, sa, sin khada zair, si. Seen ulta pesh, su. Swad khada zabar, swa. Swad khada zair, swi. Swad ulta pesh, su. دال کھڑا زبر دا دال کھڑا زیر دی دال الٹا پیش دو بود کھڑا زبر بو بود کھڑا زیر بوی بود الٹا پیش بو کاف کھڑا زبر کا کاف کھڑا زیر کی کاف الٹا پیش کو قاف کھڑا زبر قا قاف کھڑا زیر قی قاف الٹا پیش قو ہا کھڑا زبر ہا ہا کھڑا زیر ہی ہا الٹا پیش ہو حا کھڑا زبر حا حا کھڑا زیر حی حا الٹا پیش حو حمزہ کھڑا زبر آ حمزہ کھڑا زیر ای حمزہ الٹا پیش او عین کھڑا زبر آ عین کھڑا زیر عی عین الٹا پیش عو خا کھڑا زبر خا خا کھڑا زیر خی خا الٹا پیش خو غین کھڑا زبر غا غین کھڑا زیر غی غین الٹا پیش غو با کھڑا زبر با با کھڑا زیر بی با الٹا پیش بو میم کھڑا زبر ما میم کھڑا زیر می میم الٹا پیش مو واو کھڑا زبر وا واو کھڑا زیر وی واو الٹا پیش وو فا کھڑا زبر فا فا کھڑا زیر فی فا الٹا پیش فو لام کھڑا زبر لا لام کھڑا زیر لی لام الٹا پیش لو نون کھڑا زبر نا نون کھڑا زیر نی نون الٹا پیش نو را کھڑا زبر را را کھڑا زیر ری را الٹا پیش رو جیم کھڑا زبر جا جیم کھڑا زیر جی جیم الٹا پیش جو شین کھڑا زبر شا شین کھڑا زیر شی شین الٹا پیش شو یا کھڑا زبر یا یا کھڑا زیر یی تا الٹا پیش یو
So kids, I hope you now know how to pronounce these letters and you know how long to stretch them while pronouncing them. So kids, now without any ado, let's head over to the second segment of our program, Waqia.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So kids, we're going to continue with the Waqia which was going on from two previous episodes. Can anyone slaughter his son on the basis of a dream? Remember, nobody is allowed to slaughter his own or anyone else's child or any other human being just on the basis of a dream or a voice from the Ghaib. If anyone did so, he would be an extreme sinner, deserving the torment of hellfire. As for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, being prepared to slaughter his son on the basis of a dream, this is the truth because he alayhi salam is a prophet and the dream of a prophet is based on divine revelation. In effect, it was a test for them. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam brought a ram from paradise which was slaughtered by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam with the order of Allah Azza wa Jal in the place of his beloved son. This unique sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam will remain alive till the day of judgment. Muslims will continue to sacrifice particular types of animals on the occasion of Eid al-Adha. For information about Qurbani, read the booklet Piebald Horse Rider published by Maktabat al-Madinah. What is the meaning of Ismail? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam remained childless for a very long period of time. He alayhi salam was blessed with Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam at the age of 99. Praying to be blessed with a son, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam used to say, Ismail. The word Isma means listen, while the word Il is the name of the Almighty in the Hebrew language. Therefore, Ismail means, O Almighty, listen to me. When he, alayhi salam, was born, he was named Ismail in embrace of this prayer. 10 pieces of information in the excellence of Sayyidina Ibrahim in connection with the 10 letters of Abul Anbiya. After our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the greatest. Number 2, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the father of all the Prophets succeeding him. Number 3, every divinely revealed religion has declared it obligatory to follow and obey him. Number 4, the followers of every religion honor him. Number 5, sacrifice is performed in remembrance of him. Number 6, Hajj rites are performed in also remembrance of him. Number 7, he alayhi salam is the first to have built the holy Kaaba, making it like a house. Number 8, people began to stand in worship and perform prostration by the stone he alayhi salam stood on while building the holy Kaaba. This stone is referred as Maqam-e Ibrahim. In the last one, he alayhi salam and his respected wife Sayyiduna Sara bring up the deceased Muslim children in Barzakh, meaning the period from death to resurrection. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
2 hungry lions were once let loose towards Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam by the omnipotence of Allah Azza wa Jal. They began to lick his feet and prostrate him to despite being hungry. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So kids, those were some wonderful waqiyas and wonderful facts about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. I hope you enjoyed today's segment of waqiyah, and without any ado, let's head over to the third segment of our program, Hadith.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
People who gather in any houses of Allah Azza wa Jal, which means a masjid, in order to recite the Quran and teach and learn the Quran, peace and calmness descends upon them, mercy covers them, angels surround them, and Allah Azza wa Jal mentions them to angels. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So kids, our today's sunnat is so easy that you can act upon it whenever you meet someone. Even if you meet the person 10 times a day, you can still act upon this sunnat. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to say salam before the person he was talking to. This is a really good sunnat, and this is really easy to act upon. Whenever you meet someone, just say salam before him or her, and this will give you the sawab of sunnat. So kids, now without any ado, let's start with the last segment of our program, Question and Answers.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Question number 1. What are the Khari Harkat? Question number 2, how many Khari Harkat are there? Question number 3, how long do you have to stretch a Khari Harkat? Question number 4, what is the meaning of Ismail? And question number 5, the last one, who was the person who built the Holy Kaaba for the first time? I will tell you the answers to these questions in the next episode, so stay tuned if you want to know that if you got all the answers right. So kids, I hope you liked today's episode and I hope you learned a lot from it. Allow me to leave and wait for the next episode to the answers for today's questions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Come, let us learn.